Hello, everybody, and welcome to another 100 at 100, celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today's researcher is David Zubia from the College of Engineering. David, welcome.
Hello, hi.
Tell us a little bit about what it is you're doing. I know you're interested in solar cells, for example.
Yeah, sure. So we've been doing solar cell research at UTEP for a number of years. There's a lot of type of solar cells, and of course, the solar cell converts sunlight into electricity. But the kind of solar cells that we're working on are what are called thin film solar cells and are usually used at the utility scale. So, for example, El Paso Electric has a solar farm in Santa Teresa, which has about 500,000 panels that uses the technology that's very similar to what we're using or researching at the university.
I mean, what I know about solar cells is you need silicon. Are you using microcrystalline silicon, or is this part of what you're working at?
It's actually cadmium telluride-based, so it's a different semiconductor. It's a compound semiconductor, and so that's the expertise that we have, mainly the cadmium telluride.
And that's the same as the plant out there in Santa Teresa?
Right. So that plant, those panels were manufactured by First Solar, which is it's based in Ohio, but they have a plant in Arizona. And so those panels, I believe, came from Arizona, and they're actually managing that facility right now. So our research is to really improve the performance, the efficiency of the solar cell. And what we do is that we sort of combine two concepts. One is to change the how the crystals grow in the material, and also to use a concept that's called patterning or nanopatterning to make the grains or the crystals really small. Essentially, it's to reduce the defects in the crystal and therefore increase the voltage of the device.
So the more defects you have, the less efficient?
The less efficient, yes. When you have one crystal, and actually without the defects, right, that actually allows the device to absorb the light and convert that to a photovoltaic potential.
So on the campus, have you got any experiments that are going on where you're using sunlight to actually produce electricity for the campus?
Not at that scale. We're at this very small scale, at the lab scale. We do have a solar simulator in the lab, which we use to measure the efficiency.
A solar simulator. You've got a little sun there somewhere.
A little sun, exactly. It's a lamp that has filtrations to, simulate the spectrum of the sun.
And that's important because not every source is the same wavelength.
That's right. So you want to, simulate the sun as closely as possible so that when you do your measurements in the lab, that translates to what you would have out in the field.
10 years from now, what do you see you'll have accomplished in this area?
We're hoping to actually find a new route to increase the efficiency in this technology, which is a cadmium telluride. For the longest time, about 17 years, researchers and companies have not been able to really increase the efficiency very much, and the limiting factor was the voltage. The current looked pretty good, but the voltages are low.
And do you see spin-offs?
Yes, we do. So we're actually collaborating with Sandia National Labs, and there's another center in Albuquerque called the Center for Integrated Nanotechnologies. And so together we have a research project in which we're doing a lot of research here at the university in Albuquerque. And together we feel like that we're going to create a lot of intellectual property.
So you've got a spider's web of collaboration, and you're doing all this here at the University of Texas at El Paso. David Zubia, Department of Electrical Engineering, the College of Engineering at the University of Texas at El Paso. Thank you for being here on 100 at 100 Research for Our Next Century. My name is Keith Pannell, and we hope you'll listen next time.